Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
This is the Financial Flight Plan. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. Mark Killian here alongside Tim Estes and Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services. Tim and Bree are investor coaches and certified financial planners here in the Metroplex. Check them out online at estesfinancial.net. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Give them a call if you'd like to talk with them. 817-444-8402. 817-444-8402. The topic of conversation today on the flight plan, Tim, is required minimum distributions, RMDs. Let's clear up some confusion, shall we, about RMDs. A lot of information, a lot of miscommunication out there about them. A lot of people aren't clear why they even exist. Maybe let's start there.
Well, RMDs are required minimum distributions. It was part of the IRS tax code. If you have an IRA, a 403B, a 401K, and you are retired, when you hit age 70 and a half, you must, and that is the big word, must take your required minimum distribution. And that's from those retirement accounts that you may have. Uncle Sam is very generous. They will let you defer taxes on that money for 70 and a half years. But at the end of that time frame, they want their slice of the pie. They want their taxes off of that money that you've deferred your entire life. So you must pay the required minimum distributions. If you don't, the penalty is quite severe. 50% of whatever your required minimum distribution was supposed to be is now a penalty. So, for example, if you were supposed to take out $20,000, that's a $10,000 penalty. You still have to take out the $20,000 and pay taxes on it. So, required minimum distributions, when the IRS says something's required, by golly, they mean it's required.
Yes, and the government makes quite a bit of money off those penalties every year. Thousands of people forget to do their RMDs, or they only take them out of, they only count so many of their qualified accounts. They may have left an old 401k at a company and completely forgotten about it and don't use it in that calculation to determine how much they need to take out. And it can come back and really, really bite them in their planning.
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy penalty too, if I'm not mistaken, right? It's pretty...
50% is a huge penalty.
Yeah, that's incredibly... I mean, it's unreal. Well, is there anything we can do, guys, to avoid having to take these? What's the deal?
Unfortunately, not much. If you convert all of your IRA over to a Roth IRA, then yeah, you can avoid taking required minimum distributions. But one way or the other, you're going to end up paying taxes on the money. So there's really not much of a way to avoid paying taxes. If you're still employed at 70 and a half and still participating in a 401k at work, then you don't have to take your required minimum distributions from your 401k. But once you quit, then the required minimum distributions or the RMDs do kick in. So like I said, Uncle Sam is very adamant. You can defer the money as long as you're working or until you hit 70 and a half, but they're going to want their slice of the pie.
Well, and just because you take the required minimum distribution doesn't mean you have to spend it. You can reinvest it. There's lots of things you can do with it, or you can spend it. But the important thing to do is at least get the money out of the qualified account.
So you can pay the taxes.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're talking about required minimum distributions here today on the Financial Flight Plan with Tim and Bree. What are some of the risks that we face by not planning in advance? We talked about the penalty, but are there some other things we can look out for or risks that we need to be aware of if we don't plan in advance?
Well, you need to take the RMD by the end of the year. And a lot of people will wait until, December 27th to start thinking about it, and just getting the paperwork back and paperwork processed in time. We need to plan earlier. You need to start planning earlier.
And some of the other risks are you've put money into your IRA or your 401k, and it's built up and built up. And now all of a sudden you're having to take required minimum distribution, and that throws your income up. It can affect whether you pay taxes on Social Security. It can affect your Medicare payments. It can do a lot of things to your finances that you may not be aware of or may not be thinking about. So if you have a large IRA or 401k, you may want to start taking money out earlier than when it's required. And yes, you're still going to pay taxes, but at least as you whittle down the amount that's in your IRA, we can work with you to where it may not be affecting whether you pay taxes on your Social Security payment or raising you into a higher Medicare payment bracket.
Well, and I've seen cases, in fact, I helped a gentleman with this the other day, where he had multiple qualified accounts at different places. And then determining whether or not he had taken the required minimum distribution from each account or the overall had become a hassle. So it was nice to be able to put everything together, condense it into one financial services firm that we can take care of the calculation for the RMD and ensure that it's properly taken, because diversification by having different accounts at different places isn't real diversification at all and can actually hurt you when it comes to RMD time if you're not sure what accounts you have.
Yeah, great point. Absolutely. It's one of those pieces that we want to make sure we're doing the right things with it, because obviously with the penalties and everything else, you want to make sure that you're not making any missteps with these RMDs. So let's talk about the topic of maybe we're in a situation where, hey, I don't need this. You know, like, I get it. I have to do it. We've talked about why I have to take it. So if someone doesn't need the income from the RMDs, any suggestions or things we can think about to do with that money?
Oh, thousands. If they don't necessarily need it, they can invest it in a personal account or a joint account. We can look at their income plan later on. There's lots of different things that we can do with an RMD.
Fund a grandchild's college fund. They can donate it to charity. They can, heck, if they just really don't need the money, they could even send it to the Tim and Bree Estes Financial Party Fund. You know, we'll be more than happy to have a great party with the money that they don't want.
You know, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding on that, but there's plenty of things that you can do. It's your money. Do with it what you want. Buy a new car, take a trip around the world, give it to the grandkids, give it to the kids, give it to a charity of your choice. There's tons of things you can do with the money because it's your money. Just use it as you deem appropriate.
Yeah, leaving a legacy, lots of different things, charities, so many different places that we can go with this. As we wrap up the podcast for today, guys, can you give us an example of how you've helped someone plan around the RMDs in their retirement income plan?
Sure. Going back to the gentleman we had in here the other day, he had multiple qualified accounts. He had IRA accounts and 401ks that he'd left at 7 different employers. So by combining them all together and having them under one roof, we're able to make the calculation and to see how much he'll have to take in RMDs moving forward and look and see how much he really needs to pull out of his other accounts necessarily because he's getting this inflow of RMD money.
Another example is I've got a client that has done really well, has a lot of money in the IRAs that he and his wife have, and they're starting to take the money out early simply because they don't necessarily need it, but they know that once they get to age 70 and a half, that the income hit is going to be horrendous because of just the projections of where the account will be and how much they have in their IRA. And so they're starting to take money out now to whittle the account down, pay the taxes on it, and they're enjoying it. They're using the money to take trips. They're using it to fly to different locations and just have little mini vacations. They're able to give to charity a little bit more than before. And so we worked through this and showed them, here's what your required minimum distribution is going to be when you hit 70 and a half. Maybe you want to start taking money out now. And they were tickled to death because they'd been living pretty frugally, and now they're able to enjoy life a little bit more.
It's good to have an RMD plan.
Well, that's a lot of what we do here on the Financial Flight Plan, is get a plan in place. And of course, today's topic of conversation was required minimum distributions, RMDs, one of those things that we have to deal with, and certainly want to make sure that your advisor is helping you plan accordingly for those. If you need help doing that, Tim and Bree at Estes Financial Services, great resource to tap into. Both Tim Estes and Bree Reyes are investor coaches and certified financial planners. 817-444-8402 is the number to talk with them about your RMDs. 817-444-8402. Check them out online as well at estesfinancial.net and on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Tim, Bree, thank you so much for being again on the show today. We appreciate your time and your wisdom on the Financial Flight Plan.
We enjoyed it. We hope everybody got some good information. Now, go out and lead an abundant life.
Check out more podcasts on iTunes at Financial Flight Plan.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.